Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the spirit of reconciliation, the entire team at Curious Freedom acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connection to land, waters, and community. We acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people listening today. I would like to acknowledge in particular the Darug people, who are the original custodians on the land on which I record this podcast. Thank you for showing us what Curious Freedom can look like. Hello and welcome to Curious Freedom Podcast with me, Kirsty Faruja, and a friend. And today I have Kylie with me. She is a listener and you're going to learn more about her life as she introduces herself to you. Go ahead, Kylie.
Hello, I'm Kylie, a public servant because I live in Canberra. So what else is there to do here, right? And I'm a solo mum of a 4.5-year-old daughter who I had on my own. And we just welcomed a new little puppy into our lives. So, yeah, there you go. That's Yay. Me.
How long have you been a listener of the Art of Decluttering/Curious Freedom podcast?
So it's a bit of a rabbit warren how it started. Mm-hmm. But I am a Chat 10 Looks 3 gal from, a long time ago, which, of course, led me to start listening to Two Peas in a podcast. And I think Mandy must have mentioned the Art of Decluttering at some point in a podcast long ago. So probably 2019, I think, maybe. Cool. Yeah. So I don't know. She mentioned it in passing and I've just been, kind of listening ever since, sort of dip in and dip out. Yeah. So there you go. Been around a while.
Thanks, Lee, Annabelle and Mandy.
Yes, exactly.
And if you don't know what Kylie is referring to, we'll put links in the show notes so you can go down those rabbit holes.
Yes. All good podcasts.
Yay. So you emailed me earlier this year, end of last year, when was it? Sometime. And asking me about your junk drawer.
Yes.
And how to help you with that. What happened next?
So I had decided to tackle my junk drawer that's just this tiny, like, sort of slim drawer at the top of a shoe cupboard that's near my garage door. It's where I keep my keys and, like, bits and bobs to just, grab to run out the door. But it had inevitably just piled up with random things that didn't belong anywhere else. So I decided to clean it out. It was all going well. I organized it, put in little containers and stuff, but inevitably there were just a little pile of bits and bobs that I just didn't know what to do with. And I was just in this state of overwhelm and I just wanted to go to bed. So I ended up just like piling that into a container and putting it into a cupboard, knowing that I would never, ever look at it again because I have done that in the past and have come across containers of like, what is this? And it's inevitably leftover bits of something that I've cleaned out previously. So I emailed you going, what do I do with this stuff? Because it seems to always happen. I go through the process of the decluttering, but there's just always random bits at the end, like where do I put those? And then you email me back straight away asking for sort of more detail on that. That was good because it prompted me to pull out that container again and actually look at it, which I probably wouldn't have otherwise. And I sort of scattered it across the bench to look at what was in there with fresh eyes the next day, which was probably another key to it. And yeah, instead of sort of getting overwhelmed by what was there, I was looking at it to sort of tell you what was in there. But by doing that, by looking at each thing, I was like, okay, come on. Like, you know, does this have a logical home? Yes or no? Is this something you really need? Yes, no. And kind of went through each item and ended up solving the problem myself. Put my big girl pants on and didn't need you after all, but I just needed that motivation of, okay, have an actual look at each individual thing. Tell me what is it and where does it need to go? But by asking myself those questions, I was able to do it. So it just helped me get through that overwhelm of this is a big pile of stuff. No, it's individual items. Let's just go through it and yeah, see where a logical home might be elsewhere in the house. So yay. And then that kind of prompted me into like sort of had this sense of power, like, woohoo, I could do it. So yeah, it ended up resulting in tackling other annoying bits and pieces around the house that had been annoying me.
I love how you solved the problem yourself. You actually didn't need me at all.
I know.
You just thought you needed me.
I did. Yes.
Yeah, it's awesome. What other things did you go on to tackle?
So I find listening to your podcast just helps me when I'm decluttering. Like, it doesn't even have to be the particular topic that I'm decluttering, because, you know, obviously a lot of the themes are the same, and it's just kind of that motivation of having that in my ears while I'm kind of tackling things around the house. So I tend to listen to decluttering podcasts while I declutter just to try and keep myself on track. So I listened to some old episodes. Don't ask me which ones, because I just was like, oh, yeah, okay, that sounds good. I remember that one, I think. And one of the things that you said was, I think something is better than nothing or anything, you know, anything's better than nothing. And so I was like, okay, I think I always had this thought that I needed to tackle like a whole room. Like, I need to clean out the kitchen. I need to clean out the ensuite. I need to fix my office or whatever, rather than, okay, what's really annoying me about the kitchen right now? Like, what gives me the irrits every time I deal with that? And it was the Tupperware drawer at that time. So I was like, right, I'm just going to do the Tupperware drawer. So I did that and it's been amazing. And the other thing that really annoys me is my kitchen bench. It's just always, it's just the dumping ground. It's like immediately when you come in the garage door. So inevitably, that's just where things get dumped to put away later. And so I sort of said to myself, like, I just want a clean bench. Like, I just want a clean bench from now on. So it's not going to be a dumping ground. I'm going to always put things away rather than dumping them on the bench. And I've managed to keep doing that. And so that led to, because I always had a clean bench, I felt like my kitchen was quite tidy. So that meant that I always did the dishes straight away as well, because I liked having a tidy kitchen. So yes, it's just been this kind of snowball effect. So thank you.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. I love hearing snowball effects.
It's just been good. I like having just clean kitchen, clean benches makes me feel organized if the kitchen bench is clear. Yeah.
What did you tell us what the kitchen bench used to look like? What did you dump in there and what never got put away, what never moved from there?
Yeah, it was just kind of, I don't know, just, you know, like my handbag or, you know, my keys or my daughter's cardigans or like whatever we'd kind of dragged from the car into the house or had come home from somewhere and just kind of dumped, like, or had used sunscreen or something that had just been left there, or school notes that I need to deal with, like, I'll just put it there so I don't forget about it. But things that I needed to come and go, but they just weren't coming or going.
So I've been
a bit more intentional about what I do with those kinds of things now. Yes, I've turned that junk drawer into my good-to-go drawer, as in, you know, that's got my keys and sunscreen and bits and bobs that you just need to grab to duck out of the house now instead of the kitchen bench. And, yeah, I tend to deal with, like, the school notes or invitations and those kinds of things straight away, because otherwise I forget, like, if I don't do it the day of, like, yeah. The teacher always laughs at me because I'll often bring it. If they give me a note in the morning, I'll bring it back paid with the note on pickup. And then it's like, there's another mum who does the same thing. We look at each other and we're like, we're the nerd parents of the class. But
you're the efficient parents of the class.
Well, I just
you don't have to hold the mental otherwise. Tab open yes, for exactly. any longer.
It's like, don't forget that. Yeah, so just do it then and there, and then I don't have to think about it again. It's done.
So tell us, how long does it take you to clean up your kitchen bench of an afternoon, evening now?
It doesn't. It's so good. Nothing stays there. Like, I tend to just – like, it's sort of the first thing I do when I get home now is, you know, if I'm dumping anything on the bench, then I'm putting those things away straight away. So it just never gets cluttered anymore. So nice. I think one of the other things that you mentioned in one of the older podcasts was about what do you want to use this space for, or how do you want your house to feel, you know, like what is it that you want your spaces to be and how do you want to use them? And I think that's when I found my why. Like, you know, why is it that I want a clean house? Is it just to have a clean, tidy house? Like, yes, I do want that, but why? And so I realized that I've always been like a panic cleaner. Like, when someone's coming over, I always, you know, like I'm running around tidying and cleaning and doing all the housework and stuff before someone gets there. And I just thought, my why is that I just want to be able to have people over on a whim, or, hey, why don't you come over this afternoon, and not have to spend hours running around anxiety ridden, you know, trying to get everything in order. So I just thought, yeah, I just want to maintain something rather than have to constantly clean it. Yeah. So that's kind of been my reason. And once I kind of, I don't know, it kind of triggered something for me, clicked with me somehow, and I've actually been able to have that. Every time I feel it's getting on top of me, I'm just like, no, you want to be able to just invite people around whenever you want, so let's just put these things away now. And I think that whole something is better than nothing, just, you know, if I'm in the lounge room and there's things that need to be in the bedrooms, or my daughter's kicked off her shoes or taken off her uniform or whatever, like when I'm leaving the lounge room to go to whatever that room is, I just grab those items and take them with me. Like, if I'm leaving a room, I just kind of look around a room and go, what is in here that doesn't belong here that I can just put away quickly now, so that it doesn't pile up into an overwhelming, oh my God, this house is a mess situation. So
I'm so excited for you. I can just see it on your face. Curious listeners can't see your face, but I can see your face, and I can see the joy and the lightness that you now feel. Yes. Does it feel overwhelming to you to keep the house tidy?
No, not anymore. It used to, yeah. And I think what I said to you is, like, I understand the freedom part of your curious freedom now is that I feel so free in not being bogged down with, oh my God, I want my daughter to have a play date this afternoon, but I can't be bothered, you know, I don't want to spend hours cleaning because I've got other things to do right now. So, you know, she just can't have that play date because I'm not comfortable with them coming over when I've got clothes on my floor, kind of thing. So yeah, now, like, there's been times when I've just said to people, you know, why don't you just come over now, and not, you know, had to race them home and put things away before they get there, which I've done previously. And there's, yeah, a real freedom in that. It's just like, wow. And I had a friend coming over for dinner fairly recently, and I was just looking around going, I don't really need to do anything to prepare for her. Like, it was so weird. I just kept thinking, I really should be cleaning, and but I just didn't need to. So instead, I, you know, got to prepare a little snack, you know, like,
yeah,
prepared snacks for us instead, which is in the fridge. And it was, yeah, it was just so relaxing, and yeah, it was just really nice. So yes, I get the freedom part now. Thank you, Kirsty.
Oh my gosh, you're so welcome. I'm so excited because people come, that's how we live in this house, and
yeah,
people can't believe how tidy it is and they can't wrap their heads around it sometimes. And I'm all like, it doesn't take that much effort now that it is neat and tidy. Like it takes effort to get to that space. But when you start maintaining it and create the habits that you need to around maintaining it, then it's not that much.
Yeah, that's the easy part. Yeah, the hard work is the getting it to that point, finding homes for everything and putting things back in their homes. The other thing that I know has come through on your podcast in the past is about, where do I use this thing? Like, where is the logical place? Like, it doesn't have to be somewhere that you think it should be. Like, where does it work for you in your home? Like, so as an example of that, my daughter likes getting her hair done in the lounge room. Like, she'll usually be like watching TV. She'll have had her uniform on and be sitting in front of the TV, and that's when she likes me to do her hair. So I've just got a little hair caddy, little plastic caddy that I just grab from, it's in like the entertainment unit of the TV.
Yeah.
And I just grab it out of that cupboard to do her hair and then put it straight back. Like, it's just quick and easy rather than it being, I don't know, in the bathroom or in her bedroom. Yeah, like, it would just never go back there if it was up the other end of the house. So, yeah, it's just somewhere that I can quickly grab it where I need to do it. Yeah, just things like that. That's, where do I use this item and where do I need it to be so I can just quickly grab it and put it back. So, see, all your tips.
I love listening to you and how you've implemented the tips and what works.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So can you think of anything else that you have taken on board that is changing the way that you live?
Yeah, I think, like I said, it's just kind of that change in how I think about decluttering, that it doesn't need to be a full day's work. I don't need to spend the weekend redoing the kitchen or the office or whatever, just doing a little space at a time. Like, don't get me wrong, like, it's not perfect yet. There's lots of spaces that I'm still really keen to do, but I'm just trying to do them in little stages rather than being overwhelmed with the whole room. Because I've done that in the past where I've tried to tackle too big a space and I go along really well for a while, then I inevitably end up either losing steam or motivation,
yeah,
or getting distracted by the things that I find, reading old diaries or something. Like, I'm hopeless with that. And yeah, and like I said, with the junk drawer, ending up with those bits and pieces that I'm not sure where they should go, that sort of overwhelm me, so they just get put into another too hard basket container that I don't ever look at it again, and then inevitably can't find something that was in there. I'll look at that one day and go, oh, that's where that thing I was trying to find ended up. So, yeah, I find if it's too big a space to tackle, then I just end up getting overwhelmed and end up with some pieces. Whereas, yeah, if I just try and tackle a bit at a time. So I've done, you know, my ensuite fairly recently, and I've, with my bedroom, like, I used to just get, I've got like a pretty stressful job and I tend to work late at night. The joys of being able to work from home is that I have zero boundaries. That's a whole other issue. So, you know, I'll inevitably be going to bed and just, you know, strip off and leave my clothes on the floor because I'll put them away tomorrow, which of course I never did. And then it piles up and then it just becomes an overwhelm and I get annoyed at myself that I've let it get out of control. But yeah, that was another thing in that why that I found, you know, I'm like, I don't want to have a bedroom that's just got clothes sitting around. And so I just make that effort because, you know, to put away your dress and shoes and like put the, you know, the dirty clothes in the dirty clothes, but like it's just not that hard or time consuming to do. Even if I'm exhausted, you can do it. Like, come on, Kylie. Like, it's actually not that much more effort to like chuck it in the corner than it is to just put it away where it needs to be. So, yeah, I've been pretty proud of myself for being able to actually put things away, which I think also motivates me to put all of the laundry away too. Like the fact that my room is clean, like I'm not just going to, you know, dump the clean laundry not folded somewhere. Like, and spoiler alert, I do enjoy folding laundry, which is weird, I know, but I like that part of it. I don't like hanging, but I like folding anyway. But I'd inevitably fold it and then just not put it away. Like it'd be neatly folded in a basket somewhere, but just not put away. But now that I have a clean room, I like to keep it clean. So I end up putting it away then and there, which is exciting.
Yeah. And I think that that's one of the things is when a room or a space is clear, then the washing basket sticks out even more.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're like, exactly. Oh, it's the only thing out of place in this room. And yeah, you may as well put the clothes away. Yeah. And even if you are like really, really exhausted or you're sick or you're having, yes, you know, a challenging time, putting away 2 days worth of clothes because you're really sick is so much easier than putting away 10 days worth of clothes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So like even having grace for yourself that even on those challenging days, if you don't do it, like just getting up the next morning and going, well, I can jump back on the bandwagon now.
Yeah,
like I don't have to shame myself to think, oh, I'm never going to be able to, like, I've just slipped back into my old ways. I'm so pathetic. Why can't I do this? You're just like, no, I can do this.
Yeah. I did have, I was sick a couple of weeks ago actually. And yeah, did do that where I was just not maintaining how I had been. But yeah, I just gave myself that grace of, you know what, you're solo parenting and you're sick, so
yeah,
it's okay. Yeah. And as soon as I felt like it, I did just make that effort to put them away then so that it didn't pile up, which is just really nice having a clean bedroom, turns out.
Funny enough.
I know. It's all very logical, but yeah, you kind of just have to have that switch made. Like I've always, like I'm not a messy person as such. I like organization, but when I'm stressed and overwhelmed, I just tend to let things slide and then it builds up into overwhelm. And then I have that, oh, you know, I get sort of depressed that I'm living in a space like that. And so then that's, yeah, a whole cyclical effect. So I, yeah.
Yay. Any other advice you can give curious ones?
One of my all-time favorite hacks that I discovered accidentally, and it didn't have anything to do with the podcast actually, is I'm a list person. Like I write a list for everything, you know, to-do lists, packing lists, like, you know, when I'm going away, like I'll literally write down a list that says, you know, undies, bras, shoes, it, like, you know, down to the basics every time because I need something to remind me. And I got onto the bullet journal craze years ago. Thought I'd really like doing bullet journals. Turns out I do not like doing bullet journals. However, what it made me do was buy a really beautiful notebook, and it started off as me trying to maintain a bullet journal, but ended up just me writing all of my lists in there. So I've got a book that I've had from 2016 that has every single list that I have written since then, which is so awesome to look back at because you can see everything you've achieved since then. Like I've seen everything that I've ever done and crossed off. and my packing lists, like I will just look at a previous packing list and, you know, it takes that mental load off, right, what do I need to take? I just, obviously there's things that you always need to take, and then you just add whatever other things you need based on the weather or where you're going or the activities or don't forget the Christmas presents or whatever it is. Yeah, so I just find that helps my mental load because I've already got kind of a pro forma there to copy across. And for my to-do lists, I always have a running to-do list that once it starts getting a bit messy, I'd start a new to-do list with the things I haven't done yet on a new list and, yeah, go from there. And it includes all my Christmas presents, so I know what I've given everybody for Christmas every year since 2016, which is cool to look back on as well. Just things like that. Just every time I need to write down a list, because I always wrote a list and I'd just grab a random piece of paper or notebook. Now, if I think I want to write a list, I will grab that notebook. So yeah, that's kind of why that just works for me. It's one of the things that I've maintained for all that time and never strayed from. I love it. It's my little Bible. So
Yeah. I love it because I work with so many clients who just use random scraps of paper, and I'm always encouraging them just to have one or, you know, however your brain works, if it's like two, if you want one for personal and work, or like there's ways to do it that works for every unique person, but to just have the one place that you write it instead of scraps of paper all around your house.
Yes, exactly.
Then you're like, oh, was this the note from last week or the note from this week?
Exactly.
And I love that concept of bullet journaling, not necessarily for journaling because I'm not a journaler.
Yeah.
But for like, oh, I can see what I haven't got done, so I'm going to copy that onto the next
list. Exactly. Yeah, like, that's the bit that I've kept. I haven't kept any of the pretty parts that you're supposed to do, but yeah, just that I haven't got to that yet, so I will put that on my new to-do list has been really handy. And it is nice to look back at what you have achieved, right? Like you've got old to-do lists, you're like, oh, that's right, I have done that, I've done that. That's my favorite
life of that.
Yeah, it's exactly good. Yeah, it really works for me. So, you know, I've got electronic calendars and all those kinds of things, but I'm a visual person, so I just need to see it written down.
Oh, it's been so lovely to chat to you and get to know you and to hear what has resonated with you from the podcast and how you've been able to make it work for you in your unique household with your beautiful daughter. So thank you so much.
No worries.
I love meeting listeners. It's so awesome. And
thank you for your podcast.
Well, thank you again for coming on, and I can't wait to be back in your ears, dear curious ones, next week with something else that I don't know yet. I don't know what we're talking about next week, but it's been beautiful speaking to you, Kylie, and thank you again for reaching out and asking me for my tips so that you could realize that you didn't need my tips.
No, I just already had your tips from previous podcasts.
Yeah, and you already had it within you. You did have it within you anyway. So, yay, I'm so glad. Well, have a lovely day, Kylie, and thank you. A great day, curious ones. Bye.
Bye.